Hello, I am Marianne Penn and I am joined by John Francis. Coming up, we have more items of news and two features which we hope you will enjoy. The first tells us all about an activity called Nordic walking, and the second is a brief history of the Octagon Chapel. First, however, we have information desk to tell you all about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
Three messages this week. The first, a thank you and an apology to Lawrence Webb. We only opened your returned memory stick player box this week and found your very kind donation. So in case you were wondering why it hadn't been acknowledged, that's the reason. And also a big thank you to Basil Robinson for your donation. It's very kind of both of you.
Gerald's Norwich is holding a charity show for the NNAB in the Pantry Restaurant on Thursday, the 20th of October at 6:30 p.m. The department store houses some of the most famous and popular brands, and their experienced staff will share tips and show you the best way to dress for autumn and winter 2016. Tickets are £10 and include a glass of wine and time to shop in the store after it closes.
And finally, have you got something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? You can come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that'll give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4 on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre, and it costs £3 a session. The next meeting is on October the 18th. To find out more, you can call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
News now, and a mixed bag of stories to start with. We hear that the Norfolk Broads has been listed as one of the greenest holiday spots in the world. Then, this weekend sees Magdalen Street hosting its annual festival and, only just around the corner from Magdalen Street, planning permission has at last been granted to transform the dilapidated Magpie Public House on Magpie Road into flats.
The region's network of waterways has been listed as one of the greenest holiday spots in the world. Green tourism has included the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads in its top 100 sustainable destinations 2016, placing it alongside a handful of other eco-friendly tourist sites around the globe. It recognises destinations that take sustainability seriously and work undertaken to safeguard the area, its rare wildlife and heritage for future generations. Dozens of businesses in the Broads, which was one of four UK destinations to make the list, have been awarded green tourism status, including Norfolk Broads Direct and Broads Tours. Andrea Nicholas, Green Tourism Managing Director, said, "The Broads are an excellent example of how commitment to sustainable tourism can have huge positive impacts, and we're delighted that the destinations have been recognised in this way." Green tourism is the world's largest sustainable certification programme, partnering with more than 2,000 eco-friendly accommodation providers and attractions.
Billed as the city's liveliest street fair, the Magdalen Street Celebration returns this weekend for its seventh year. With everyone from artists to local performers to history experts and organisations, the event aims to celebrate the creativity and diversity of the most diverse and eclectic neighbourhood in the city through art, music, dance and any which way people choose. One of the organisers, Stuart McLaren, said he was looking forward to the celebration. He added, "It's all going to plan so far. It's been growing every year. It's run by a small group of volunteers, and it's all about enjoying yourself and celebrating being part of a community in North Norwich, which sometimes doesn't get as much attention." He said there would be two stages again this year, one in Anglia Square and one under the flyover on Magdalen Street itself. But the latter was, for the first time, being organised by Epic Studios. "It's never been so professional," said Mr. McLaren.
Pints will never again be pulled at yet another former Norwich pub after permission was granted for it to be converted into flats. The Magpie pub in Magpie Road has been empty and boarded up for a decade, but the Campaign for Real Ale had hoped it could still be turned into a thriving pub. But officers at Norwich City Council have granted permission for the locally listed building, which was built in the early 19th century, to be converted into four flats, with two new homes added at the back. The applicant for the Magpie pub site, Norwich-based Dorset Limited, stated in documents lodged with Norwich City Council that the main building would be preserved and its historic character would be retained and enhanced, but that the property would have to undergo a complete repair and renovation programme. Neil Bowers, pub protection officer for the Norwich and Norfolk Camera branch, said, "From a camera point of view, it's disappointing to see another pub go. It's a real shame. From what I understand, when it was open, it was a good local pub." Until 2010, the pub was owned by the City Council when it was sold. For a spell, the pub had been known as the Weighing Machine and the Weighing Chains because of a weighing machine which hung from the building. It was used to weigh wagons and their merchandise before they headed into the city via Magdalen Gates.
Investigations are underway into the crash of a vintage aeroplane that left one person dead and another seriously injured. The family of the pilot expressed their shock at the incident and offered their sincerest condolences to the family of the passenger who died. Emergency services were called to a field close to the former RAF Hardwick base at Topcroft, near Bungay, after reports of a crash landing. The passenger of the two-seat plane, a man in his 80s, who has not yet been named, was pronounced dead at the scene. The pilot, Morris Hammond, was airlifted to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, where his wife and two daughters are by his side. He was in a serious but stable condition, a spokesman for the family said. Mr. Hammond, who owns a fleet of vintage planes known as Hardwick Warbirds, was flying his P-51D Mustang, a Second World War plane used by the American Air Force.
A series of events has been held to mark 80 years of a church. The week-long activities at Norwich Spiritualists National Union Church on Chapelfield North focused on interfaith relations and included celebrations with four representatives from the Norwich Hebrew Congregation Synagogue and a member of the Interfaith Network. A special open day was also held when the local community was invited to find out more about spiritualism as a religion, including mediumship and healing. Four mediums gave readings to members of the public during the day, and there were also a number of stalls, a tombola, and refreshments. A ceremony was held the next day, led by David Bruton, president of the Spiritualists National Union. He said, "We're extremely proud of Norwich SNU Spiritualist Church, and we're delighted to see it's continuing to go from strength to strength after all this time. We hope that the congregation continues to grow and flourish, attracting old and young alike to find out more about spiritualism."